Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Stephanie Lecce. As we've reported on Lake Effect in the past, the number of hotels and hotel rooms in downtown Milwaukee is growing. In recent months, a new Marriott, a Hilton Garden Inn, and a new Fairfield have all opened within a few blocks of each other. But through all the changes in lodging here in the past century, one hotel has remained front and center. The Pfister Hotel is a stone's throw from the lakefront on Wisconsin Avenue. The luxury hotel is the focus of a half-hour behind-the-scenes documentary premiering on Milwaukee Public Television this evening. Host and producer Mark Segrist explained to Lake Effect's Mitch Teich why he thinks the Pfister was worth this comprehensive look.
Well, it's Milwaukee at its finest, and you know, the whole concept back at the turn of the century was to build the Pfister Hotel as a gateway to Milwaukee. And at the same time, Milwaukeeans themselves are very, very welcome in the lobby and in the conference areas and in the gathering rooms, the banquet rooms. It is Milwaukee at its finest.
There was actually another luxury hotel that existed in Milwaukee before the Pfister that sort of made the Pfister possible when it disappeared from the scene.
Absolutely. And that you're talking about the Newhall House. And Newhall House was the scene of a tragic fire in 1883. 90 people were killed in the fire. And civic leadership immediately thereafter felt the need to build another gateway hotel. The Newhall during its day was the gateway not only to Milwaukee but to the western part of the United States, the Gate West. Civic leadership led by Guido Pfister felt that we needed to move forward not only to get past the tragedy but also to replace it as the hotel in Milwaukee. And that's how it got started.
Well, and so the idea when the Pfister family set out to build the hotel was this would be the crown jewel of places to stay?
Absolutely. And it has gone on during its 120 years to develop an international reputation. It is a luxury hotel, but it's a luxury hotel with wonderful discipline among staff. It's not just luxury service for sake of serving the rich. Those who serve in the Pfister come from the tradition of we're providing this high bar of service because it is almost an extension of our own nobility. Those who perform the service feel great about themselves in so doing it.
Well, and that was the impression one gets from watching this, that people you talk to seem to treat this as something more than just another hospitality job.
Yeah, and in the recruitment of folks who get into this line of works, luxury service, you're often told that, you know, you can be trained to do it, but it really has to come from the heart. It has to come from the soul. You really have to have an understanding and appreciation for fine service from within in order to offer it.
Where were things for the Pfister when Ben Marcus stepped in and purchased it in the 1960s?
Well, the Pfister was actually headed for a wrecking ball, and Ben Marcus purchased the Pfister in 1962. As part of, you know, his acquisition, he decided to move forward right away with building the 23-story tower addition, which is another beautiful part of the corner there. He had a long-range vision for the Pfister.
So when you flash forward to today, what does the history lead to? What should we know about where it is? I mean, it is not the only luxury hotel in the city of Milwaukee now.
Certainly not, but it has a fine tradition, and it is viewed as sort of the flagship for luxury service, hospitality in Milwaukee. Our purpose in doing it, personally, I had a great deal of intrigue about the Pfister because during the 80s when I worked for Channel 12, I covered a number of events ranging from, as you well know, a lot of baseball meetings are held there. It's the place to do business when Major League Baseball representatives come to town and when visiting teams play the Milwaukee Brewers. I covered a lot of education stories there, covered a lot of politics there. I mean, the Pfister down through the years has developed a reputation for not only being a hospitality center, but also a gathering place for civic initiatives and civic meetings. So I wanted to sort of go behind the scenes, and I wanted to appreciate what luxury service was all about and what this nobility within oneself or provides a luxury service is all about. So even before we started shooting, I spent several days in the lobby just appreciating the rhythm, the communication among staff, the setup, the breakdown, the people who are coming through the lobby. Some 2 million people come through that lobby a year. That's a phenomenal record. So I took a lot of this in, and then we started actually shooting for the half hour. And in so doing, we hopefully captured the rhythm of it. In so doing, being able to share that and help our viewership appreciate what that's all about.
And what were some of the remarkable experiences that that you think back on in the making of this? I mean, you got to go along, for example, with people who were actually just cleaning the rooms.
Well, yeah. We spent a great deal of time with housekeeping. Claudia Vasquez is a senior housekeeper, and we were there when she was work in the halls, spend some time with her. One specific suite where she was turning it over top to bottom within 30 minutes. And she performed it as if she were a dancer or an athlete. I mean, it's a remarkable talent, the folks who work on the front line of luxury service. She rolls in with her cart. She's running the water in the bathroom and the sauna at the same time. She's turning over the bed at the same time she's dusting. It's almost like watching an artist multitask and, you know, go about their project. It's a very artful, almost like, as I said, almost like a dance. It's remarkable talent. The staff, led by Annie Fang, director of housekeeping, turns that hotel over top to bottom every day. It's remarkable. It's a remarkable talent.
So have you ever stayed at the Pfister yourself?
I've never stayed at the Pfister, but I've seen a great deal of the Pfister. And there's an interesting backstory. I've even seen the catacombs of the Pfister.
How did that happen?
Keep in mind, we were spending a great deal of time shooting and illustrating and explaining one of the finest hotels in the world, you know, super luxury service, right? We asked one of the doormen during our production if he wouldn't mind wearing a wireless microphone so that we could capture him interacting with guests as they were pulling up, checking in, et cetera, et cetera. Everything was going great. My good friend Michael Garvin was getting some great sound, some great footage of the doorman at work interacting with guests. And I decided, as all good reporters do at one time during the shooting process, I better get myself out of the way of Michael's shot. So I decided to go right up against the wall, exterior wall of Pfister, get out of the way, be a good guy. A flock of seagulls flies over, and I'm not paying a great deal of attention to it because I'm pretty interested in what Michael's shooting. All of a sudden, it sounds like it's raining, and I'm thinking, what in the heck is that? And I look at my dark blue suit, and suddenly I'm covered. It's almost like a bunch of folks opened up bottles of Whiteout, you know, in the old typewriter days. I'm covered from head to toe with just these white blotches of stuff on my new blue suit.
This is a occupational hazard in downtown Milwaukee.
This is like midday. I still have a great deal of on-camera work to do with guests, okay? And I don't know what to do. So they look at me and they said, well, before we go any further, you better do something. So I make this long trek into the lobby towards the men's room. Mitch, I felt like I was walking 30 miles. People are looking at me like, who is this person? I felt like such a railroad hobo. I make it to the men's room. I meet Omar Naimi, who is the director of operations. And Omar says, look, I'll take you into housekeeping. You look a mess. All of a sudden, he opens up this door, and I'm seeing a whole different side of the Pfister. It is truly the catacombs of housekeeping, because they can get anywhere in this great tunnel system. They start throwing towels at me, wipe me down. I'm so embarrassed. I go back out in the lobby. People are looking at me like, well, that's an improvement. Go about the rest of our shoot. And we put it to bed for the day, but it was such a humiliating experience.
Is there anything we should look for in particular in any of those shots?
When you're in downtown Milwaukee about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, say like the month of June, always look skyward if you feel like it's raining.
Bring an umbrella.
Absolutely.
Mark Segrist, it's a fun documentary. Thanks for sharing the story of it and that fairly difficult story of it as well.
Yes. Always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
Mark Segrist is the host and producer of Inside the Pfister, a Milwaukee icon. The half-hour documentary premieres tonight at 7:30 on Milwaukee Public Television. Segrist spoke with Mitch Tyke. You'll find a link to an excerpt from the show at wuwm.com/lakeeffect.